Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day. Apologies, everyone. Welcome back to the show. 9:04 on the clock. Have your host, James, here. We're joined by Melissa and Beth. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And right now, we're joined by our good friends over at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning over there.
Yeah, good. Morning to you guys.
How's it going?
Not too bad. How are things going for you on a Monday?
Doing good.
Wet.
Yeah, it is. It has been pretty rainy. what else does Mother Nature have in store for us?
Yeah, still some more of those scattered rain showers passing through here today, especially kind of through midday, early afternoon, some more showers still hanging around. But it looks like the shower chances diminish as we get closer to the evening, and then we get a chance to start to dry out things out here in the midweek. But highs today, only about 62 with the showers around yet, north winds 10 to 20. Tonight, some clearing working its way in, low at 46, and then looking at some sunshine. On Tuesday, 77 tomorrow, northwest winds 5 to 15. 51 Tuesday night, 73, partly to mostly sunny Wednesday. And then after a low of 52 Wednesday night, upper 70s with some breaks of sun Thursday. Still seeing a shower, a thunder shower chance return Thursday night into Friday with highs still at 79 Friday. Upper 70s into the weekend, a few more shower, thunder shower chances as well as we look ahead to Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Paul, we always appreciate the time. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good day.
You bet. You too.
And they appreciate that. Thank you both. Thank you, Paul, for that. Mm-hmm. I'm just so excited. I just love having them back.
That sounds like a pretty good outlook, though, for the week. You know, some slightly warmer temps, a little bit of rain here and there.
Yeah.
I think it sounds good.
The transition of seasons always does that kind of thing.
Yeah. We've got Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, right around the corner. We'll be getting into that in just a little bit. Looking forward to it. We'll also touch on some entertainment news and some other fun things. But right now, we are going to tackle this important topic about what foods make the best straws.
Twizzlers. Okay.
I like to think that would take the number one spot, you would think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, last month, a guy at Yankee Stadium went viral when he casually took his hot dog out of the bun, used a straw to hollow out the middle of the dog, dropped it into his beer cup, and then used the hot dog as an edible straw.
Ew!
Oh, that doesn't sound the worst.
Mashed.com has a list of 10 foods that make the best edible straws. And it does look like they're sticking with food. Oh, no, maybe not. Maybe not just foods. Okay. All right. So you want to start at number 10?
I want to ask Melissa, is that opposed to bratwurst?
I think I would choose the hot dog over the brat, just because I would rather eat the brat. I wouldn't eat the hot dog, but I'd use it as a straw.
Okay.
I want to try both.
Yeah, I think it sounds interesting.
I definitely want to try both. I definitely would try it. I'll say that much, too. I would definitely try that. That doesn't sound too bad. I like that you want to get the qualifier there, though, Beth. That was good.
Yeah, thank you. Let's start at 10.
Yeah.
Work our way up.
Carrots. Carrots, an edible straw option that isn't necessarily terribly unhealthy for you.
Mm.
They say that you hollow out a carrot, use that as a straw. I mean, there you go.
Interesting. How do you hollow out a carrot? That's what I want to know.
It's a good question. It's a very good question. I believe Bugs Bunny can help you with
that. Okay, all right.
I'm pretty sure that Bugs has got that down. Cheese sticks, another one that will require some drilling.
Okay.
Mm.
Hmm.
Cheese sticks. I don't like wet cheese.
No.
I don't know. I don't like the idea of that. I don't know. Something about that. Churros. They're sturdy enough to withstand extended periods of being submerged under liquid, mm-hmm. but soft enough inside to carve out your straw.
Some of them are made with the hole in it.
Yeah.
Nice churro with a margarita. You get the salty sweet.
I kind of like what you're doing there. Kind of like that. Here's an interesting one. Slim Jims.
What?
Yeah. Now, that feels like it would be a little difficult to hollow out.
Yeah.
It feels like that part might be a tough part, but otherwise, not so bad. I like Slim Jims. I'm not too bad with that. I don't think that's too bad.
What would you drink that, use that to drink with, though?
Your
Bloody Marys.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, there you
All
go.
All right,
yeah,
there we
that,
go.
That's an option. Otherwise, the steak that you just had to, like, put in the blender. I don't know.
Ew.
Thoughts too, Melissa. Yeah. Rolled wafer cookies or barquils, which are a popular Spanish street food. There are a lot of variations of the cookie from different brands and flavors, like hazelnut, vanilla, chocolate, lemon. I've tried those before. I've seen those. They sell those in a lot of places. Yeah. Have you had those, Mel?
I have not.
Now, I tried one of those, interestingly enough, with the next one that's on our list, cereal. But at the end of the cereal, you know, when you got the whole bowl of milk, like you try those straws with that, it's really good. It's actually really good. Okay. I did that in my 20s. Like, that's something you should do. Like, you can do like that in your teens, and that's about it. Yeah. I was like 25.
All right.
Cereal. You could make your own, but they said Fruit Loops, Cocoa Krispies, and Apple Jacks are edible cereal straws. Or have edible cereal straws, apparently.
Oh, they have them.
Yeah, I think that's what they're saying.
Oh, you can buy them?
Yeah, I think that is what they're saying here. Otherwise, I'm not really sure how that works.
Gives a whole new way of having breakfast.
Yeah. I like it. I like that. Yeah.
Drink your smoothie with your edible fruit straw, and then you get the sweet treat when you're done.
Exactly.
Veggie straws.
Yes.
There are those French fry-like snacks in the chip aisle.
They actually have a lot of flavored ones, which I had never seen before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they have a side of your original, the ranch, and I think I had seen the barbecue. They have a flaming hot one.
Really?
Yep. Hmm. And like a sour cream and onion. And there was one other one that I saw. I was just kind of blown away. Of course, I really can't have any of those because they have dairy or I can't eat super hot. But I thought that was cool.
Yeah, it is cool. Yeah, I do like that. Now, the next one on the list that we're talking my language here, like rigatoni noodles, basically, you know, bigger spaghetti noodles, panini, pasta, like things like that. That's interesting. I definitely, I don't.
Definitely do it before it's cooked.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know for me growing up, I've eaten plenty of noodles uncooked. You know, whether it's testing
they're
it.
Just
or, it's just crunchy. I don't think it's bad for you necessarily, but I do think if you're going to have a very hard time drinking out of a cooked straw.
Well, the nice thing about all of these is if you don't eat the edible straw, they are biodegradable.
Right. Yeah.
So it's much better for the environment anyway.
Number two and number one on the list, both, I think, familiars. Twizzlers got the number two spot.
What?
Yeah, I know. What? I'm with you, Beth. I'm with you.
what can beat a Twizzler?
Sometimes the youth shows us the way. And as children, we find out that Twizzlers make amazing straws.
Yes.
And for perfect straw. And for a lot of us, we think we're the first ones to ever do this. One of my favorite things in the free world is when a child does something, think they're the first person in the universe to ever do something and come running up to you to tell you and show you what they have done. I have never once told them, oh, we've done that before. Oh, I just let them go with it.
Oh, like, yeah.
Whoa, what did you just do there? What did they do? So fun. It never gets old. I got to see Twizzlers are my number one.
Yeah. I mean, that's the best way to get your Cherry Coke if you don't get the actual flavoring in the Coke kind of thing.
Oh, and Cherry Coke is such a great, right? Yes. That's my soda.
There you go. Yeah. See?
Number one on the list is hot dogs.
Really?
Yeah.
That's number one?
How does that beat Twizzlers?
I got to think that this is that somebody, you know, skewed the list. Somebody skewed with the list. Somebody kind of like bent it that way because I genuinely can't think. Like, I'm not being exaggerative here for comedy. I can't think of how Twizzlers couldn't be number one.
Right.
Well, because most things you drink are sweet. Like, we don't drink a lot of savory drinks. I am not going to drink soda out of a hot dog.
No.
Yeah.
Like, not even for a second. Plus, they don't come with already, you know, ready to go.
Right.
They don't have a hole in them unless you get the cheese-filled ones and then, what, suck the cheese out first?
Yeah, no. No.
See, the irony is I think the only way to hollow out the hot dog is to get a plastic straw.
Right.
You could use, like, a bamboo skewer or a metal skewer. Like you make with kebabs, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, that works.
As a way to make the straw hole. But
it's really good thinking, actually. That's really that is really interesting. Good thinking though. Nice.
Yeah.
But we do have a place in Wisconsin Rapids that has edible straws. Do you guys ever go to Tropical Smoothie Cafe?
Yes.
Yeah.
They do. They have it's made by Green Nature Marketing. And it is an edible straw. And they're, I think they're strawberry flavored.
Ooh.
They That's were interesting. Worth it. I tried it once. Uh-huh. The fact that the straw is completely biodegradable.
That's
was
a plus.
Cool.
Yep.
And yeah. edible. And it held up. Like, they will hold up for at least 40 minutes in liquid.
Good.
Before they start to break down.
That would be the one that the kicker to me is, it, does the straw stay, mm-hmm. you know, intact? Mm-hmm. That's the big mm-hmm. one. Nice.
But I can't say that I really ate the whole straw when I was done. You know?
yeah.
I wasn't really interested in eating the straw, but it was cool that it was biodegradable.
You take it home and then you blend it with the rest of the smoothie.
and then don't drink with a straw?
Yeah, right, yeah. Right. Just drink it out of the glass.
We have a fun day lined up for you, everybody. We, of course, are going to have a chance for you to win the tickets to the Cedar Festival coming mm-hmm. up. Looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
And Playmakers today, starting at 10, we will be welcoming Bob Atkinson for Wisconsin Rapids Kiwanis Club. Also going to welcome in, of course, our good partner in sports, Randy Paul, going to be with us as well. And the rest of the week looking pretty darn good, too. We kick off Morning Magazine tomorrow after our morning show, of course, starting right at 10:05. We'll welcome in our friends from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Always look forward to catching up with them. And in part two, it's one of our favorite half an hours every month. Let's Talk Real Estate with Cole Baker, Seward Realtors, featuring J.R. Seward.
Yeah.
Nice. Always a fun show.
Good to have him in again.
Wednesday, we'll be joined by a guest from Family Natural Foods that they set up for us. We're looking forward to that. We're going to be talking with, Rob Seaman. He's going to join us, and we're going to talk about the Food Movement Company. That's going to be a very good conversation. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that. And then in part two on Wednesday, we get joined by Encourage. Always appreciate their time.
Mm-hmm.
On Thursday, we'll get a Rome update. We get to go visit Rome. That's
fun.
Wow,
yay. Nice.
Looking forward to that. I think Jackie Carantini is our guest in part two this week for UW Extension. Not 100% on that. And then on Friday, we wrap everything up. State Senator Patrick Teston will be joining us. Always a good conversation mm-hmm. with him. Nice. And our friends from Mid-State will be in part two on Friday.
Excellent.
And all week long, we're going to be giving you a chance to win these tickets to the Cedar Festival.
Yes.
Keep on listening for that, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun festival coming up right in our area. If you want to find out more about it, encourage you to go to thecedarproject.com. That's thecedarproject.com. Take a break. Mm-hmm. Come back. Do some celebrating. We're going to celebrate you with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner on Mornings on WFHR. It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, one of our favorite parts of the day. We get to celebrate all of you and talk about our good friends over at Misty's Menu. If you are hungry, treat yourself. Get on over there. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
Let's dive right into the list where we have two names to mention, but we only have one possible qualifier, and it is Sammy Lee.
Happy birthday, Sammy.
Happy birthday, Sammy.
Enjoy your day, Sammy. Hope it's a great one for you.
Mm-hmm.
And now, we talked about this last week because I think Facebook lied to me. I think Facebook told me last week Tim's birthday was, but I'm seeing here that today is Tim Hubbold's birthday.
Really?
Yes, our own mm-hmm. polka guy. So we want to wish Tim a very happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Tim.
Talked about this last Friday. I'm talking about it again. Tim's show on the weekends, the Sunshine Poker Show, which mm-hmm. you can catch at noon every Saturday, is the greatest poker show you will ever hear.
Yes.
Period.
Absolutely.
Period. Bottom line, end of sentence. Tim scours the planet looking for new and fun, interesting poker for you.
Mm-hmm.
He does not just give you the same old, same old. That show has been on for a very long time. That show has been on longer than I think I've been in radio, actually. I'm pretty sure. And one thing that we are so proud and so happy to say, the only way that show is ending is when Tim wants to end it.
That's wonderful.
That's good.
It's pretty cool to be able to say that.
Yeah.
We love that. And, you know, I don't know if this is breaking news to some or anything, but I did my homework this weekend being at a music festival.
Right.
Wisconsinites love polka.
Really?
I know it's shocking to a lot of people. No, this is not shocking to anybody. You guys love polka. Tim knows that. You guys show Tim some love today. You run into him, you see him. If you happen to know Tim, message him. Let him know it's your birthday. Bombard Tim with happy birthday comments today because he deserves it.
And remind him to go get his free piece of pie.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, Tim. Get over to Misty's,
Tim. Get that free piece of pie.
Do it. Do it. Enjoy yourself.
And the polka is probably the best known dance in Wisconsin. Like, most people know how to polka.
It's got to be the state dance.
It's got to be.
It has to be. Like I
learned it from my grandpa.
Oh, there you go. Cool. That's the wonderful thing about it is it's a generational thing.
Right. He used to play a concertina in a polka band.
Wow.
Wisconsin designated the polka as the official state dance in 1993 as a symbol of the state's rich heritage.
There you go.
Ooh, there we go.
That would have anything else would have been wrong. Any other answer, the waltz, the Macarena, I don't care. Like, whatever it is.
The electric
wrong.
Slide. Yes, yeah, no.
Yeah, yeah. Although the electric slide, you know, we do a lot in this statement. Taking a look at our celebrity list right now. Number one on the list, Andrew Luck is 33. Heisman Trophy winning quarterback. He's not that into social media or anything like that, but he retired early. Neck injuries and just kind of that kind of shortened his career, but a darn good quarterback when he was in the game. Let's see. Emmy Rossum is 36. She was Fiona, the lead on Showtime's Shameless.
Mm-hmm.
She was also Christine in The Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, she's got quite the voice.
She's good. Mm. She's a good actress. I got to think that the only reason we don't see her more is she just doesn't want to work more.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea, but she seems too talented to not see her in like something every month.
Right.
Isn't she currently in a TV show?
I know she was
Angeline?
I'm sorry, what show is that?
Is it Angeline? I don't know how to say it. It's like Angel, Y-N-E.
And I'm not familiar with the show, so I guess I'm not sure. I know she, it would not surprise me that she would be in a show right now, because again, that woman could work as much as she wants, I would think.
And I think she does more of the small screen, unique indie kind of stuff more than she does the mainstream.
It frees her schedule up a little bit more. Some actors are more comfortable just doing TV or anything, because just the time commitment, I can do more work if I do that. I get a bigger I get a bigger paycheck if I do a movie, but I'm also going to be that 2-3 months, I'm booked. I can't do anything else. So I don't have any issue with that. I have no issue with our next birthday. A very happy birthday to EGOT winner, one of the most talented people I've ever seen. Jennifer Hudson is 41 today.
Wow.
Voice coach, American Idol, she was on that.
Mm-hmm.
Probably best known for her acting, best supporting actress winner for Dreamgirls.
Mm-hmm.
And again, yes, EGOT winner, Jennifer Hudson. And Chicago's own. Just throw that out there. It's on her IMDb page. I had to write it.
Of course.
Yao Ming is 42. Yao Ming, retired 7'6 Chinese center for the Houston Rockets.
Wait, what was that?
Yeah, Yao Ming, 7'6".
7'6"?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Had a decent career, you know, certainly had some injury issues and maybe didn't take the world by storm, but like a lot of people would have thought.
Mm-hmm.
But his impact is more felt than we could realize here in the States.
Mm-hmm.
Because the amount of jerseys that China sold of Yao Ming, what he did for the sport in China is legendary.
Right.
It's huge. Like, he can walk into he could have never scored a basket and he could have gone into the Basketball Hall of Fame. I mean, it's really impressive what he has done. It's really impressive what basketball has done, something that every other sport, maybe outside of hockey, where they already have an international game built, is looking at. Even baseball has learned from basketball and the way they have grown the sport throughout the whole world.
Right.
Let's see here. Okay. Don't want to mention that one either. So a handful of people that are actually pretty got some pretty questionable stuff applied to them, and I don't not feel like wishing them a happy birthday. Here's one that we can, though. Ben Folds from Ben Folds 5. He's 56.
What?
My goodness. 56? I wouldn't have realized that.
Hmm.
He's also the guy who helped put William Shatner's conscious altering album Has-Been together. He was the main producer of that. I didn't know that. That's cool. One of the best character actors of all time, Joe Pantoliano, is 71. He was Cypher in The Matrix, Guido in Risky Business, Francis in The Goonies, Teddy in Memento, Ralphie in The Sopranos. If you need a bad guy, Joe is your guy.
You
He's also one of the sweetest, nicest people that ever has worked in the industry.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious to me. But yeah, just one of my favorite actors of all time. Love Joe. Let's see here. And some, Linda Gray. Almost missed Linda Gray.
Really?
Gray, 82 today for Linda Gray.
What?
Yeah.
I would not have pegged her as that old.
No, no, not at all. No. Good actor, too.
Yes.
Very solid actor. And some people no longer with us, like one of the greatest drummers of all time, Neil Peart, would have been 70 today, born in 1952, passed away in 2020. Mm-hmm. Amazing drummer for and lyricist for Rush. No kid that has ever played the drums has ever not played a Rush song on the drums, especially when they're first learning. Sir Ian Holm would have been 91 today, born in 1931, passed away in 2020. He was Bilbo Baggins mm-hmm. in two of the three Lord of the Rings movies. He was Zach Braff's dad in Garden State. Peter Scolari would have been 67 today. Many will know him from Newhart and Bosom Buddies.
Mm-hmm.
Good actor.
Yeah.
The great George Jones, born on this day in 1931, passed away in 2013. Country legend. Let's see. And another music legend, Barry White, born on this day in 1944, passed away in 2003. Soul legend.
Yes.
You can't talk about soul without talking about Barry White. Paul Walker would have been 49 today.
Mm.
Born in 1973, passed away in 2013. Way too young.
Yeah.
Way too young. And one of my heroes, born on this day. In 1913, passed away in 1980, the great Jesse Owens.
Yeah.
Track and field legend who won 4 gold medals and set a world record at the 1936 Olympics in Germany.
Good for him.
As a black man.
Wow.
As a Jewish man, I will say that if I had a time machine, it may be the first place I go.
Mm.
And that's saying something for me mm-hmm. to agree to go to Germany in 1936.
Right.
But I'd do it. I want to see the look on Hitler and his staff's face when Jesse Owens is not only winning these 4 medals, destroying the competition,
yeah.
doing this on their home field
mm-hmm.
in front of him, and everybody clapped for Jesse. Like they were clapping for him.
Yeah.
It was so impressive. Like in sports, certain athletes like would almost choose to win on the opposing team's court or field mm-hmm. than on their own. Just because it means something different, you
yep.
know?
Yeah.
Nothing in history will ever top that.
No.
Like, there's no beating a team on their own court better than doing that during World War II
yep.
to Hitler, like right in front of his face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a bad man right there, Jesse Owens. Love me some Jesse Owens. Very happy birthday to all that are celebrating out mm-hmm. there. And especially want to wish a very happy birthday to our own Tim Hubbelt. Enjoy your day, Tim.
Happy birthday, yes. Tim.
Happy yeah. birthday.
And happy birthday, Sammy. Enjoy your day, Sammy.
Yeah, happy birthday, yeah. Sammy.
And get us these birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Send them to info@WFHR.com or james@WFHR. Direct message us on Facebook. You can use smoke signals, Morse code, whatever.
Some
you
of our flags.
Do. Yes, yes. I love that name, by the way. We will take anything. Just get us your birthdays and anniversaries and keep listening because we're going to come back and get into what Americans say are the most influential modern entrepreneurs. And sometime between now and 11, you're going to have a chance to win 2 tickets to the Cedar Festival. All that coming yes. up for you after Melissa's News on Mornings on WFHR. Mornings on WFHR. If you are not awake, I believe you probably are now.
It is Techno Monday.
The bumpers are weird when it does this. It gets it likes a certain type of music, and it kind of stays with that type of music
yeah.
throughout the morning here, it seems.
We're in a workout groove.
Yes, there we are. Yeah. While you're working out, go ahead and tune in and enjoy the next segment. We have Melissa, Beth, and James here with you at 8:37 on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
And Americans say these are the most influential modern entrepreneurs.
Okay.
A new poll asked Americans who they thought were the most influential modern entrepreneurs, and the person who invented Kraft macaroni and cheese ice cream didn't make the cut. Shocking. Shocking.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at this list. When asked which modern entrepreneurs have made the most positive impact on society, here are the top 10. So I think that is an interesting catalyst right there.
And how are they defining
yeah.
that?
Yeah, very. I would like to add. I have some follow-up questions.
Mm-hmm.
Sales data.
Especially because I'm looking at the list here, and I'm not impressed with the list. I'll be completely honest with you guys. Number one, I don't have an issue with. It's Bill Gates, founder of Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
21% of people say that one. I think you can definitely. There's nobody on this list. There's nobody who is making that kind of money that you can't question some of their actions.
Right.
I nobody gets gets that far in business without having some questionable things, unfortunately. I'm not saying that's a good thing or anything. It's something that we have, if I'm being honest, I think we have accepted in society way too long. But here we are, where Jeff Bezos is number two on this list, the founder of Amazon. 18% of people believe that he has been a positive impact on society.
Now, are they thinking about the product that they made?
That, again, follow-up questions, because I think that's important thing here. If we're talking about Jeff Bezos, the guy, like in his public life, like what good has it done us to have, see him going up in space a couple, not even in space, in the atmosphere? I mean, it's only by the most technical of circumstances that he's gone into space. Like, you know, what else says a ball that, you know, Shohei Ohtani hit, a home run that he hit probably. It's gone just as far as this guy has in space, but as far as what Amazon has done, I think there can, if you want to play devil's advocate with this, you can make a big calling to look at all these items to get to people so much faster. The business, the jobs that it has created, the factories it's created, a lot of that stuff. So I could see a lot of that. I think I can also push back on that, the environmental impact that they have made with their, a lot of this stuff has not been on a positive end. So I can see why you only got 18% of the vote. I'll say that.
But I mean, think of the products that they've made. You know, Microsoft has created, what, isn't that who does Google and all of that? So, you know, we wouldn't have these modern day search engines and, you know, the word processing and QuickBooks, you know, all of that kind of thing if it weren't for that.
Here's one other thing, and Melissa, I don't know if you were going to say something there. Sorry if you were.
Well, I was just going to say the negative impacts of Amazon, too, of the worker conditions and all of the things that happened, especially during the pandemic.
Yeah.
So there's both sides to that.
Right. I wonder if one of the factors to this is how much money they've donated. Because if that's a big fact, that would make sense to me of why he's the number two guy on this list. If only because he's got so much money, he's been able to donate so much money. You know, it's a lot. It's easier if you're Jeff Bezos to donate money than literally anybody else in the world. Like, and I'm not exaggerating with that. Like, Jeff can donate $1 million to something, and he ain't gonna feel that. There's not many people that's, even on this list that I could say that about. I just got
that's like us giving a penny.
When you hear economists tell you the equivalent factors, like what it would be out of your check as percentage wise as opposed to his and stuff, it really explains to you the gigantic Grand Canyon gap difference between us and them. Steve Jobs is number three on this list, co-founder of Apple, of course, no longer with us, but still number three on this list. I think that says something about everybody on this list, that a dead man is still showing up on the list. I'm not trying to be like insensitive here or anything, but...
But the things that these people have contributed to society have completely changed the way that we interact in society as well. So I'm wondering if that's a part of the factor of why they are where they are on the list.
Good point. Because while Steve Jobs passed away in, I believe, 2010, 2011, somewhere around there, his products obviously still can keep making an impact. Number four on the list, Elon Musk, founder of SpaceX and CEO of Tesla. If you take away the Tesla, why else is Elon Musk popular? why else is he famous? Like, I know he's got a lot of money. I get that. But, like, what else has he done? Like, truly, like there's some digging to do there. And that's more of a rhetorical question than me actually like questioning him. But it is one of those questions I do have. Number five on the list, I'm going to hear a lot of groans. I can already feel them. Mark Zuckerberg, founder of Facebook. 70% of people believe that he has made a positive impact on society.
I could say the quite opposite.
I lean more towards that than not.
There's a lot of negatives with all of these you've listed so far. There are some positives too, but
well, and if you think about the intent that he had when he first created it, it was just for classmates to stay connected. And in that case, where it's sharing stories and pictures and all of that, that's not the issue. It's the way that it's been turned into a bullying thing and negative and rants. And
it's a petri dish for fake news. It's a petri dish for if I have a theory, I can throw it out there. I don't have to have any facts. I don't have to have anything to base this on. In fact, all I need is a meme. You know, point and click and move a little picture around and here and there and boom, there we go. At the same time, I talked to my papa this weekend through Facebook Messenger. Now, I could talk to him over the phone. I could talk to him in a lot of ways. But this is a more convenient, easier way for a lot of people to be able to interact with people. So this is life, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
There is no, you know, there are no heroes and villains oftentimes. It's just people. And you know, there's good and bad to that.
Yeah.
There's always going to be positive and negative, no matter what.
Yes, very said. Yeah, very well said. I think the next two people on the list are a little more favorable. Oprah is number six on the list, co-founder of Oxygen and the founder of The O and the Oprah magazine. And I will say this. I will even just speak on a local level. I know as a Chicagoan what she has done for Chicagoans and for inner city people. And not just like that, but not just that, but people in general. I know on a bigger, she's made a bigger impact on the world than just that, but I can say, I can speak to it. I've seen her impact on my city on what it's done to neighborhoods and stuff and changed even, just something even as simple as a paint job can change moods in those atmospheres and stuff. So I do actually agree with her being on this list.
Well, and I wonder how much her book club and her desire to get reading out there has helped impact literacy. In our country. I would love to see a study as to, has it gone up since she started doing that kind of thing or not?
And if I can, and I'm basing this on a Chris Rock joke, but there is a gigantic difference between her and the rest of the people on this list. First off, she's the first woman we mentioned. That's certainly noteworthy. But if Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, any of them woke up with Oprah's money, they'd jump out a window. They would jump out a window. They would not know what to do with themselves. Like, Oprah's rich. Oprah's got tons of money. She's got tons of clout. Not even close. Not even on the spectrum of Elon Musk or any of these guys. So when I say that Oprah has given her time, her money to things, it means something a lot different.
Absolutely.
I'm not taking lightly anybody that donates money. I don't care if you're somebody we like or not as a society. It still means something. It still makes an impact. But it means something a lot different when somebody who's got $5 and gives you three, as opposed to somebody who's got $5 and what gives you the idea that I'm going to give you money at some point. Actually, it's cryptocurrency. It's not even money. It's not even. Melinda Gates is number seven on this list. Co-founder of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, of course. I believe Bill's ex-wife. I think they got a divorce.
I think you're right.
Yeah. But I don't see, what's his name? Jeff Bezos' ex-wife on this list. And she's done more good than he has. That's a little interesting. Sam Walton, founder of Walmart and Sam's Club, is on the list at number eight. Somebody who's no longer with us.
But what he envisioned for that corporation was a good thing. And it brought a lot of good when he started it.
Right.
What it's become is a different story.
Yes.
Taking responsibility is important, and I'm not at all going to pretend that I knew what was in the heart and mind of Sam Walton, but I, from what Melissa's talking to, I do believe the intention of Walmart was not to drive small businesses out of business. I don't think they had any, they could have seen coming what happened with the, you know, that at the time the Walmart's coming around, malls are one of the biggest things in the world. You know,
I mean, and small mom and pop shops in every little town.
Yeah. I'm not at all trying to take the blame off of them for these things or nothing, because you still have to take responsibility. And there are things they could have done as far as location settings and a lot of that, working with smaller businesses more. We're seeing them do that now, but it took a lot of public pressure to do that.
Yeah.
But I don't put that necessarily on the idea, like what Mr. Walton was trying to do initially. I wouldn't pretend to know what that exactly was. I wasn't in his head. I wasn't there when it was done. But I think to Melissa, point, it's something that we kind of have to, like, it's all well and good to point, you know, and make Walmart the bad guy. They didn't stay in business on their own.
Right. I mean, people have to frequent the business.
It's kind of like when you make fun of, like, tabloids and stuff like that and TMZ. Like, it's I make fun of that stuff all the time because I don't use it. But I even understand it's popular for a reason.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of people that do like it. So it's really easy for us to point the finger in society. We don't often look at the three pointing right back at us and have any self-responsibility. Also on this list, Ted Turner, founder of CNN. Jessica Alba, founder of Honest.
Really?
Yeah. I think that is awfully interesting to see her on this list. Especially considering she hasn't done a movie in a very long time or anything like that.
Because she's running a business.
Yeah. She looked at this as I'm running a business. I want to be a full time mom. Mm-hmm. I want to focus on that. Acting is important to me, but not as important as being a mom. Mm-hmm. But how do I keep making a living? Because I'm an actor.
Right.
I start a company, and you know what? It worked out. It,
yeah. Thank you.
I like her as an actor a lot. I hate that I don't see her as an actress more. Selfishly, I could not be happier for that woman though. I could not be happier for her. Yeah. That is not something that happens very often. Mm-hmm. I was a little surprised to not see like a Mark Cuban on here or somebody like that, like the Shark Tank.
One of the Shark Tanks,
yeah, that kind of thing. I don't really care. It doesn't bother me that I see him on this list. I was just a little surprised.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to do it for that, though. Do you guys have any honorable mentions you want to throw in?
Gosh, no, not that I can think of.
And is that not one of the saddest statements?
Yeah.
We should be able to, all three of us should be able to go back and forth. Hey, what about this millionaire? Oh, this millionaire. Oh, what about that millionaire? Now, there are plenty of people that make millions that do this, whether we're talking about athletes or entertainers or any of these kind of people that constantly are donating to their communities or society in general. But we're hard-pressed to find the quote-unquote richest people that do this.
Right.
This is part of the reason I say when we say support local, we say shop local. I take this to another level. I don't put this on anybody else, but I look at who puts money into their communities.
Mm-hmm.
I pay attention to that. And if you don't, I got no interest working with you. I got no interest in putting any money in your pocket.
Right.
On a larger scale, I think we can think of this when it comes to these things and supporting local. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Beth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a great day out there, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Taking a look at our next story here, and I know there's going to be a tendency to laugh at this and everything, but this is serious business, everybody. Squirrels are trying to take over.
This is news?
I just asked you guys to take this seriously.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
That's a tragedy, James. I don't know how.
Haven't they been doing this for years?
Thank you. I can't do it now. Squirrel knocks out power to 10,000 customers in Virginia. That is the headline.
Oh, my.
One little furry guy. Utility officials in Virginia said that 10,000 customers, including at least two schools, were without power for over an hour when a squirrel came into contact with some substation equipment. Dominion Energy spokesperson Bonita Bingsley Harris said in a Twitter post that the power outage began about 8:45 a.m. last Wednesday, when a squirrel entered a substation in Virginia Beach. The squirrel got between a circuit breaker and a transformer, causing a power surge that made the power of the transformer fail. The surge caused 10,000 customers to lose power, including the local elementary school. Everybody was okay. Made it through the time, but yeah.
How about the squirrel?
I was just going to ask that, too. I don't know if everybody made it.
I have a pretty good feeling that the squirrel, nobody really knows what happened to. We'll just leave it at that.
That is shockingly awful.
Oh, no. That was bad.
Thank you.
I really need that wah-wah. I really need that sound effect. That was good. I didn't mind it, though, actually. I kind of like that. Here's another weird one, and I really want to get your two perspectives on this, because I don't mean to assume here, but I'm guessing that you guys, maybe Beth does, but Melissa, do you know who Ty Cobb was?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Okay. And Beth, you do because of Seth, I imagine.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Maybe in part.
I actually knew Ty Cobb before
okay,
Seth.
Okay, cool. Right on.
But
right
yeah.
On. Didn't mean to assume. Just, you know.
I know more about Ty Cobb since I know Seth.
There you go. Melissa, Ty Cobb was a famous early baseball player way back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Nicknamed the Georgia Peach.
Yes. There you go.
Thank you, Google.
There's a wonderful biography about the real Ty Cobb that I encourage people to read, where you find out how he actually was as a human being. Ty Cobb was not the jerk that he is proposed to have been.
Okay.
He is not the guy that people thought he was. There was one sports writer who was not creative and could not create a good story, interviewed Ty Cobb. Ty Cobb was a bit of a normal guy. Mm-hmm. Kind of not boring, just not really a lot of exciting things to talk about, except for, the fact that he was one of the greatest hitters of American League history. But this writer didn't have anything there, he felt. So he made up a bunch of stories about Ty Cobb or exaggerated a bunch of other stories. Ty Cobb was one of the original guys to really believe in beating not having the color barrier.
Right.
He's one of these guys that was was apparently an amazing teammate. Mm-hmm. Like, there's, like, he was actually a decent human being, but he gets kind of lumped into, like, most people, you ask the average person, who's the most hated guy in sports? Mm-hmm. Oh, Ty Cobb. Nobody, well, why? Well, nobody really knows. Nobody really has an actual reason. Like, that he, there's these rumors about him, but nothing actual evidence. So I encourage people to read that biography. And maybe the person who won his dentures can read the biography while wearing them. Right? Yeah. SCP Auctions said in the listing for false teeth that the upper and lower sets of dentures of Ty Cobb were put up for auction. And they sold for a record amount, like some god awful amount. I can't even. I'm not even seeing over 14,000. The bidding surpassed over 14,000 for those for a pair of dentures.
There's a lot of used things that I am more than happy to buy and make use of. Like, I don't mind other people's clothes, mm-hmm. you know, other people's dishes, but other people's teeth?
Yeah, no. I don't care how famous you were. I don't need your teeth.
And obviously they weren't purchased for use.
No. I would hope not.
I can't stress enough how much I agree with Melissa on this one.
draw the line at socks and teeth.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. I mean, I really cannot. Man, that is a
earplugs. That would be another one. I don't want somebody to use earplugs.
That is a bad one, right there.
I don't even like to reuse my own earplugs.
No. Right. Yeah. I'm with you there. Yeah. We've got this really fun thing going on in mm-hmm. our neck of the woods here. There is the Cedar Festival coming up from the Cedar Project. Beth, let's tell them a little bit about this.
Well, not only is the festival coming up, but they are hosting our weekend of music this weekend.
Yeah.
The Cedar Project is a co-op that focuses on connecting community members with artists and local business owners in order to help one another grow and build sustainable projects. So the Cedar Festival takes place in Little Chute on the hillside overlooking Doyle Park and the Fox River. It's got to be a gorgeous view.
It really has. Yeah,
so if you would like to go, there is more information and you can get your tickets at thecedarsproject.com.
Mm-hmm. Fresh on the Fly, a new food truck in town, will be making pizzas using ingredients from the garden. And Derby Laundry Brewing is sponsoring a section of beers.
Ooh.
People are also welcome to bring your own beer. They recommend that you bring a lawn chair or a blanket to sit on. If it rains, the festival will be moved to the pavilion in Doyle Park. Again, this is a two-day festival.
Nice. Yeah.
A lot of great local acts, a lot of great local artists that are mm-hmm. a part of this one. We want you to be able to go, so be listening between now and 11. We're going to give you a chance to win two tickets. We're going to be doing this for the next couple of days.
Good.
We've got a handful of these we're going to give away, so be listening
Monday,
over the next...
Tuesday, Wednesday.
We'll be giving these away right up to Wednesday. We're looking forward to this.
So, quick question. Does it have to be beer? Can it be a malt beverage? Can it be something else?
I don't know for sure, but I believe that you could. In fact, I encourage you to find out by going to
thecedarsproject.com and check that out. See if we can ask some questions there.
And be listening next hour because we're going to have some fun with this one. I'm looking at looking at Friday's lineup for the 16th. Because mm-hmm. again, on the 16th from 6 to 10 is when this kicks off.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Parr, who we've heard in this area before, great artist. The Natural Satellite, another one of my local favorites. I really like them. RAF and Company going to be going on after that. Then Tyler mm-hmm. Shea. And Tyler will wrap up the event for that Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, Geneva Hayward will get things kicked off on Saturday around 3 o'clock. And then you'll have Billy Bronsted and Lost. Tay is going to be there after that.
Wow.
And then you'll have Natural Satellite again, and Travis Worth and Matthew Davies, Solomon Run, and Christian Rovers all going to be there to wrap things up.
Good.
Ton of music for you.
Yeah.
It'll be a really fun show. We'll give you a chance to win tickets sometime between now and 11. Be listening for that right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Well, you know who we are. We're
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.